Got it, Dan. Here we go. Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House. I'm Rob Hakala here in Marshfield with you till 10 o'clock. Text lines open. Want to comment on the topic? 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. You can also catch us on YouTube. Hi to my YouTubers watching us live on WATD Radio on YouTube. WATD Radio on YouTube. All right, it's a Wednesday morning. You know what that means. Time now for Love Bites with our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love. One question at a time, and Love Bites is sponsored by our great friends. We want to thank them over at Meineke. Supporting this great segment, stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. All right, let's bring her on in. Good morning, Francesca.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing great. Say hi to YouTube.
Hi, guys.
There she is over there.
Welcome to Love Bites.
Yeah, we put her in a special soundproof, bubble-proof studio over there. There's where Francesca is. Okay.
I'm in a bubble.
So we have the topic this morning, and so we have another question that came in this week, right? Okay, and yep. we have these questions. This came in from Dina, I believe, and by the way, you can send those questions in every week, and we'll try to get to them as soon as we can in the Love Bite segment, and we'll get to Dina's today. You want me to read it, and we'll tell everybody how to send in a question of their own at the end.
Right, go for it.
All right,
Rob.
So here's Dina's question. I'll read it, and then we'll get analysis from Francesca for you. All right, so here's Dina's question. I grew up in a conservative Catholic family where marriage is treated as sacred. But I've been having marital problems. We fight every day, and when we're not fighting, we barely speak. He travels for work all the time, and honestly, it's a relief when he's not around. I'm ready to file for divorce, but I'm afraid of my family's reaction. How do I tell them? Well, all right, Francesca, we need some help here for Dina, and it sounds like... Well, we'll go into what you have to say first.
Yeah, it sounds like the marriage is a blast. No, just kidding. But this one hits me hard because I've actually been there. Not so much the religious guilt, but that family pressure, you know, disappointing the people who raised you. You know what? I even waited until my father passed away before I got a divorce. And I didn't tell my mother for a year. I mean, what a wimp, seriously. But the fear of judgment is actually very real, and a lot of people believe that divorce equals failure, kind of like that you're breaking a vow or hurting your family image. Oh, horrors, right? I think that was the big thing with me. But Dean, you need to know that you're not betraying your family, but you have to believe this because otherwise, and you need to really let this one sink in, you're going to punish yourself in ways, including getting the love that you want. Again, I'm going to repeat that. So if you don't, if you internalize that they're upset with you or that you're doing something wrong, you're going to feel bad about yourself. And as such, you'll be punishing yourself long after the divorce. And then it'll be really hard for you to move on. So, Rob, I guess I'm just going to shift over to you here now and ask you, are you a good Catholic boy, first of all?
Well, I did go to CCD.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I was confirmed.
Okay. So
I don't always go to church every week.
Do you go to church at all?
A lot.
Never mind.
You know.
Okay. Yeah.
I still love St. Mary's in Hanover.
All right. So Christmas.
I know. I got to be
Christmas,
more.
Christmas and Easter.
The Creasters. Yes, I know. Are you a Creaster? That's a different topic. But yeah. Okay. So.
All right. So, well, what goes through your mind though when you hear something like this?
Well, it is. I will say, I'm not sure how much for Dina, if the religion is super important, because she says she grew up in a conservative Catholic. I'm not sure if she still is active in the church or whatever. But I guess for she could also speak to her priest then, if she feels that, you know, if it's just religious, right? You could speak. What? No, I mean, right? Because that's what it's there for. You could, you know, if you have someone trusted religious background. Otherwise, It seems like she enjoys more when he's not alone.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It sounds like she knows what she has to do, but she's not sure about that. And I certainly understand about just leaving out the details about that, because it does feel like failure in some ways, and you don't want to disappoint. I guess it's interesting because we do it because we don't want to disappoint others.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I actually waited till my dad passed away, and then I just didn't.
Because you didn't want to have that conversation with him, right?
Oh, right.
Well, what was he going to say?
I mean, what a disappointment you are. And
he didn't. Okay, did he like the guy? Because he wasn't.
Yes,
gonna, okay,
he did.
Okay.
He did like the guy. This was a long time ago, but seriously, he. It would be shaming. It would be similar to coming home pregnant when you're 15.
No, I understand.
And even if we think that, we're not particularly religious, I'll tell you what, those Catholic rules, they die hard. Do you know, when I go by a church, and I don't want to laugh because, see, then I could hear my mother rolling over in her grave right now. But when I go by a church, my mother would always say, bow your head. Mm-hmm. And, I take that back. When I would say, Jesus, she'd say, bow your head. Do not use God's name in vain.
No, yeah, you can't.
You cannot use God's name in vain. No. But anyway, but I don't want to make light of this because it's a hard thing. And I'm curious, Rob, did you ever have a friend go through a divorce where the family was a hard part?
No, I've had some friends certainly go through divorce. I don't know. I think the family was fairly supportive in most cases. I imagine it was difficult because, obviously, I mean, not that the wedding's a big deal, but yeah, you're right. You do have that first big wedding or whatever, and you've got everybody involved. And, sometimes later on, some of the family members pass, and maybe it's not as big of a moment as it would be, like you were saying. You had to wait for your dad, but if your dad weren't there, you might have done it sooner.
I definitely would have done it sooner, but I was afraid of my father.
No, and I can understand that. I was trying to think of, I guess most of my guy friends, I feel like at least I didn't hear anything that their families were okay, and they kind of moved on from it. But I imagine it was probably difficult to go through because those people were accepted in their families, and
Yeah, it depends on your family and if they, have a real image thing, because that can be a big deal, like how your family is portrayed. Right. So, there's a lot to this. But, to the person who sent this message, seriously, you're brave and you're not being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not doing anything wrong by choosing a life that aligns with who you are. I mean, you might lose your family's approval for a while, but you will gain something deeper, and that's your self-respect, not to mention your freedom from a miserable situation. So the question is, what do you actually say to this family member, regardless of whether they understand or not? Right?
Yeah, because it says, I'm ready to file for divorce, but I'm afraid of my family's reaction. So if that's really what it comes down to, then it's just really the doing it part. And I get that. Nobody wants to. Francesca and I were both saying we wouldn't probably do it. We'd be hiding. I would just avoid it. maybe you just
Rob, you wimp too.
In a few years, you'll just find out. No, it's true. But
you'll just find out.
I guess the other thing is you could either, you could try to have, someone do it for you. I don't know. Like to tell someone.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
Ridiculous. I have to tell you really quick. This is so funny. Okay. I forgot about this. A very old friend that I hadn't seen in a really long time. And I ended up bumping into him. And he told me that he had gotten a divorce. And the first thing I asked him, because he's in business with someone, is, so what did I won't say the person's name just in case. What did your business partner say? Oh, I haven't told him. It's like, you said you've been divorced for a year.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, nobody knows.
No.
Good Catholic boy, again. But anyway,
how's your wife? She's doing great.
Yeah, exactly. But so I don't usually do this, but I did write up. Do we have enough time? Do we have like a minute left that I can read this?
Go ahead. Is this for Dina and anybody
else
in this situation?
It is, and I'm going to answer your
email. I say just have a friend tell them, or you can leave out. How about you just leave a little note? I'm thinking of a word that rhymes with babors.
So
okay, all right, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to read it really quickly, but then I'm also going to, I got your email since you sent it to my
email. She can reply to
you. So I'm going to send you what I wrote here. And this is what you're going to say. This isn't easy for me to share, and I know it may be hard for you to hear, but after a lot of reflection, I've decided to end my marriage. The decision wasn't made lightly. I've spent a long time praying, thinking, and trying to make it work. I know divorce goes against what we were raised to believe, and I respect how deeply you hold those values, but I also have to live my life in truth. I'm not asking for your approval, but I'm asking for your love and support. So I'm going to send this off to you since you sent the email originally to me through my website, just so that you have that. And, you know, you don't have to even tell them in person. You could also maybe write a little note, but just do it as the old Nike commercial says, right?
Yeah, it is. It is difficult to do, but I imagine, you know, it will feel much better because I can only imagine that, you know, I think both of us can relate to is just the holding and the guilt of trying to get around to it. It's also very stressful in itself and not very good for you, we know.
Right.
To hold on to that.
Yeah, and love, real love includes love for yourself. And that's important to remember. I mean, religion can be a source of strength, but it can also be a source of shame. So, you know, those are my final thoughts. And I wish you the very best of luck. I feel your pain. I think Rob does too. But you're going to find somebody better for you, I'm sure.
All right. And we had a listener that called into the newsroom. Dan said this man wanted to say he calls himself a submarine Catholic. He surfaces only for weddings and funerals. He is a submarine Catholic. Oh, okay. I get that. All right. Surfacing, right? That's what you're...
I was afraid I was going to get scolded.
No. It was a submarine cat. Okay.
See, already I was fearing it. This is a Catholic guilt.
We got a call
guilt.
In the newsroom from Father McMurphy that said Francesca should go to confession. All right. So if people want to get a question to you, Francesca, how do they do it?
They can go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and then just click on the navigation bar, ask me anything.
All right. And don't forget, this segment is sponsored by Meineke in Hanover and Quincy. We do it every Wednesday right after the news at 9. This is Love Bites on 95.9 WATD. Thank you, Francesca.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, YouTubers, for watching.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for watching us online. 95.9 WATD.com and on YouTube.